Ready?
Okay. Nick will probably show up. Good morning. Welcome to the October 22nd, 2014 meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Okay. Let's start with communications. Item 1089.
Request of Kathleen Bushman to address council regarding Healing Man Sanctuary. We've been informed she may not be here this morning.
Kathleen, okay.
We don't have that.
She can reschedule then. So let's go to item 1090.
Sorry. Request of Scott Gibson to address council regarding park rangers.
Gibson.
I'm going to read all four of them.
Are you all the four speakers that are signed up?
Yes.
Okay. You want to read the other three names as well then? Mm-hmm.
1091, request of Bill Dolan to address council regarding park rangers. 1092, request of Lionel Ayers to address council regarding park rangers. And 1093, request of Trina Sutton to address council regarding park rangers. Contact with the homeless community.
Welcome. So you each have 3 minutes. There's a timer in front of you that indicates the time, and I don't know which one of you wants to start.
I'll start.
Okay, and just give us your name also.
My name.
And press the button by at the base of your microphone there.
A little mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. My name's Scott Gibson. Thank you for listening to me today. I've been employed by the City of Portland as a park technician for almost 15 years now, and I've maintained parks downtown that entire time. I mostly work in Waterfront Park. I've been taking care of that for a long time, and I've seen a lot of stuff in Waterfront Park over the years. I've seen a lot of different behaviors. I've seen a lot of bad behavior, people acting out in a lot of different ways, drunkenness, littering, public defecation. I've seen violence, nudity. Of course, there's people suffering from mental illness in the parks, and when a situation like that makes me uncomfortable or makes other people around me uncomfortable or scared and frightened, it's really nice to be able to call the park rangers to come deal with it, to come intervene with these people. And the rangers respond to events more quickly than the police non-emergency line. They seem to make it more of a priority. And they're less intimidating, I think. They cause fewer hard feelings than calling the cops on people who are behaving badly. And the rangers are familiar with the parks and the people in them, which is really helpful. They debrief me on what's been going on, and that's very nice. The rangers are a good program, and I'm asking you to treat these workers fairly, to hire permanent positions and to provide the training they need to be safe and effective, because it's important that all the rangers, seasonal and full-time, receive the training they need to safely do their jobs before they're sent out into the public, because it's dangerous for them. They're being put at risk without thorough training before they go out. And I'd also ask you to hire more permanent rangers and not rely upon seasonal workers who are often employed year-round, but it's just different people. The need is there for the ranger program. I think it's a really good program, and full-time work provides dignity to these people. That's very important. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott, I just say that I remember when we proposed expanding the ranger program, and we were blasted, I think, in just about every editorial board, and there was a lot of pushback. And the reason that we championed that program was precisely for what you said, that it has fundamentally changed the interaction between folks in the parks and the people we serve. And I just want to say that I could not be prouder of this program and of the work of the rangers. And there are issues you're here to talk about, and this is, we're going to have continuing dialogue and negotiations, but I am a big believer in the ranger program, and I think the folks who serve the city as rangers are doing a terrific job.
Thank you, Commissioner.
And in response to your specific concerns, of course, we have a wide range of training opportunities for both permanent and seasonal rangers, and we'll continue to do so. As you know, I asked for 9 more permanent positions in last year's budget, and we weren't able to fund it. We are going to be able. We're going to need to have some very significant discussions. There's, talk of the $15 per hour versus permanent, more permanent full-time positions. Each of those things would cost money. And so I hope and expect that you'll be participating in the budget process again, because I will be having another request to have more permanent full-time seasonal, full-time rangers.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, who wishes to speak next?
My name's Trina Sutton. I'm an advocate for the houseless and disenfranchised, mostly over in Southeast Portland and Northern Clackamas County. I've had been in some pretty adversarial debates with the Rangers at times. I've met good and I have met bad. The one thing that I discovered was the lack of knowledge with Rangers, police, ODOT, TriMet, that type of thing. I believe that people get rid of their prejudices if they are together and they learn from each other. I actually have taught police over in the Southeast area. I've worked with a few ODOT people. I'm working on TriMet right now. The Rangers, if they come in there without any training on how to deal with homeless, they're going to be just like I was 5 years ago. There was nobody that despised homeless more than I did, and I'm fully willing to admit that. I thought they were all lazy, derelicts, drunks, drug addicts, and I'm going to tell you what, we do have that predatory element that are there that victimize society as a whole, including other homeless people. But what we need is, when there's a confrontation, when there are people, the park rangers or anybody comes in there, there's a way to handle it and there's a way not to handle it. And I've seen bad behavior on both. But I'm going to tell you, you keep pushing a segment of the population too far, and the cost is going to be unbelievable, both monetarily speaking and in human dignity. I have really formed a group of people that are willing to work and train with the park rangers, ODOT, anybody that's willing to have an open mind. And instead of going in there and having preconceived notions that they're all derelicts and worthless, give them some options other than handing them a Street Roots book. That seems to be the answer. That is not the answer. I hand out Street Roots books. But with this committee that I'm forming over in Southeast, people, the rangers, anybody can call us and we can give them viable options for places to go, because you just tell people to move, it is not going to work. People need dignity and respect. And I'm asking for more full-time positions for park rangers that are trained. If they're not trained, it is pointless. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Trina, thank you for participating in my regular meetings with Right to Dream 2 and for all the work that you're doing, particularly partnering with Clackamas County. It's helpful that other jurisdictions are getting involved, because this is a regional challenge. Certainly we'll take you up on your offer of participating in trainings.
Thank you, Amanda.
Who's next? Okay.
Good morning. My name's Lionel Ayers. I'm a former Portland Park Ranger, and I'm here this morning to talk to you about the safety for all park rangers. So I was a park ranger of 3 years, and I was part of the original push for the unionization of the rangers. And I believe that one of the strongest arguments is for the unionization is safety for the park rangers. And by safety, I mean, how do we achieve that? Through really good training and through experienced rangers. So as a park ranger, I helped along those lines by being an instructor for first aid and for tactical bicycle patrolling techniques. And I continue actually to train the park rangers in tactical bicycle patrolling. And when I was a park ranger during my first year, I was in the field with little training, or not little training I should say, but missing certain components that I believed I could have, would have been helpful to me. And I still believe that the park rangers are missing a lot of certain training components that they need. So I was working without defensive tactics training. And one day, my partner and I were in Forest Park patrolling on the Wildwood Trail, and we came upon a person there who we knew to be excluded from the park, and he was camping there, and we'd had reports that he had been exposing himself to park users and even deliberately defecating in front of people. So we contacted the man, and after a brief one-sided conversation, he produced a steak knife and violently attacked us. So without all the I won't tell you too much about it, but it ended up with the two of us, the attacker and I, tumbling down what was about a 70-foot, very steep incline, and at the bottom I landed on my front, broke two ribs, my sternum, and received a punctured lung. So I was in hospital for 6 days after that, and it was about 3 months total recovery period before I was able to return to the field and patrol normally. So I believe that with better training and experience, I was only there for, I'd have been in the field for about 6 months at the time. You know, we have all of our park rangers primarily are seasonal at the moment, and they generally do one season, and it's just not enough time for them to gain the experience that they need or the training that they need. They're not given enough training. So I would like to see them receive excellent training and to be given the opportunity of permanent positions so that they can gain the experience they need to be safe in the field. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Can I just say that I remember visiting Lionel his wife in the hospital, and I'm glad to see that you're here testifying. And at the time of the assault, there was a cry in the community from some quarters that we should arm our rangers. And I believe you had a strong opinion to the contrary on that. Has your opinion changed?
For firearms, I don't believe that park rangers should carry firearms, no.
Right.
But they certainly need defensive, perhaps weapons or some sort of defensive tools, yes, some of which they've received.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
Yeah, my name is Bill Dolan, and I live in a Central City, Portland neighborhood, and we happen to have four nearby parks. I've lived there for 7 years with my wife and two children, and I currently chair the Livability and Safety Committee in my neighborhood. And I've been a part of this committee for about 5 years. I've come to know the park rangers through Asa Arden and the other folks that patrol our parks. And Mr. Arden, I've gotten to know him on a more personal level because he attends our meetings on a regular basis, actually every other month, and he is willing to do more if need be. And our city has provided Mr. Arden the opportunity to be successful by granting him a year-round position. Since becoming a year-round employee, I've personally witnessed a number of significant improvements in his effectiveness. Mr. Arden's input has led to long-term solutions for ongoing issues that volunteers and my friends we've been working and battling with for years. He did this by bringing to our attention a program that volunteers in another neighborhood had put together, and we would have never known about that. And we wouldn't have had the wherewithal to put this program together on our own. Without Mr. Arden's year-round experience and long-term perspective, this wouldn't have come together, and this program has been a success. The park rangers fill a major gap in our city's effort to maintain its livability and safety, and they provide resources to the neighborhood associations, tourists, and park patrons in general. And I work with about five other city-run organizations through my volunteering, and the park rangers, better than any of these other organizations, provide us with solution and effective, solution-focused resources. More importantly than that, when they're in the parks, they bring integrity to what could be confrontational situations, and they also bring integrity to people that society chooses to ignore. And I've personally witnessed this on a number of occasions. One example happened last summer. We were in I was in the park with my family, and we noticed a man acting inappropriately. Through my volunteering, I know this man to have been somebody that's committed by he's committed violent crimes towards children. The park rangers came and very discreetly and without confrontation and without embarrassing anybody, removed this person from the park. The park rangers keep our parks safe and enjoyable, and most importantly, they effectively build community. they allow our city to maintain its small and provincial feel. This can only be done through consistency. And how long can consistency be maintained by employees? As a citizen, I feel it's inappropriate that our city most important assets, its parks, be maintained by seasonal employees. And I urge you to not focus on the short term. We need to see the long-term benefits and cost savings that park rangers provide. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you for taking the time to come in, especially as a neighborhood advocate. The majority of our rangers are permanent, and I'm very happy that yesterday there was a tentative agreement with Laborers 483. It includes an 8% wage increase for the permanent rangers and a 32% increase for the seasonals. And that was done based on a market study, and the city just put our best offer on the table right away because we do agree that this is a wonderful program. We're very happy to have more union workers in our Parks Bureau, and very much appreciate all of your advocacy.
Thank you.